imposter syndrome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Midwest Flight 6262 from Raleigh, North Carolina to Montgomery, Alabama. I'm your flight attendant, Bristy Holiday.
And I am your other flight attendant, Kirby Atwater, at your service.
On behalf of Captain Z and the entire crew, welcome aboard nonstop service from, like I said, Raleigh, North Carolina to Montgomery, Alabama.
Doesn't hurt to say it just one more time. Sometimes people are look around, they're like, what the heck? Where the heck am I going? Where am I?
We got a few jet setters in the house tonight, I can
tell. We got a couple of sky pirates, I can smell it. Now, folks, our flight time will be 6 hours and 38 minutes, because we're taking our time today, folks. We are in no rush. We'll be flying at an altitude of 3,600 meters. Feet. What did I say? Meters? Oh, my God. I'm watching so much British television. I tell you what, I'm obsessed with this stuff, and I just friggin', now I'm talking like them.
I know, because you would think that, you know, we travel the world, and that's why you said meters, but no, it's all the British television.
It's all the British television that I've been watching. Bristy, why don't you take us home with our opening announcements here, sister?
This time, make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright position, and that your seat belt is correctly fastened.
Correctly.
Also, correctly.
And, okay, people, you can't tie it in a knot and call it fastened. You gotta click it in.
No twisties, no loosies.
This is not your car or your child in the car. This is an airplane in the sky.
Also, your portable electronic devices must be set to airplane mode until an announcement is made upon arrival. Thank you.
Thank you, y'all, so much.
And of course, welcome back to you all listening at home to just plain fun. Like I said up top, I'm Kirby.
And I'm Bristy.
That's right. And this is our, our little show in the sky.
Our little show in the sky. So today we're on a long, long flight through the south.
It's a lot longer than you would think, but the captain has assured me that it has to take exactly this long.
What was it, 6 hours and 6 minutes?
No, 6 hours, 38 minutes, something like that, I think.
Oh, gotcha. But if we make good time, it could be 6 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing? The whole time? The whole time?
The whole time?
I guess. I mean, if you think about light speed and all that sort of gunk, I believe it. I mean, you could get anywhere whenever you want.
You know, people think we're just glorified waitresses and waiters in the sky.
A barista.
A barista, a bartender, what have you. But
a bar stool.
Knowledge. We got knowledge and skills. A bar seat.
Exactly. We got knowledge and we got skills.
We know about things like light speed. Is that what you said? Light
speed? Hell yeah, it is. Now, we're in a normal human aircraft. We can't really do that, but it can be done out there somewhere. I've read.
And what's the difference between a human aircraft and a...
Well, you never know what's that. You never know what's out there. You know, it's like this is a commercial airplane. We can't really expect to go light, the speed of light. But there are things out there, I'm sure, that the scientists have cooked up in their heads that, you know, can go just as fast, if not faster.
And the aliens, I think. I mean,
oh,
there are
my
all
God.
Kinds of...
They are, first of all, y'all, listeners at home, aliens equal real. Stop writing us, telling us they are not. We have seen them. We fly in the sky all day.
If you were with us last week, you learned along with us that UFO does not stand for
fuck.
Oh no. It actually stands for
unidentified
flying
object. I know, which is huge. And these aliens, man, if y'all could have seen them, they got wings and feathers. They're all sorts of, it's all kinds of crazy stuff happening out there in the clouds and in the stars.
Last week, episode 47, we did get we did crash to the ground when we had sucked an alien up into the propeller.
Yeah, we crashed onto the Hudson River, because that was a different story, and that's not where we are.
No, we crashed into the Sewanee, I believe.
Yes. God, I couldn't even say it. I shudder to even say it out loud.
And, you know,
we were okay, though. We were okay.
Oh, we were great. We are actually, you know, trained to survive in extreme climates.
Yes, yes.
So we did.
Yes.
We did live in the river for a week.
Yes, we did. We oh my God. And we fed ourselves. We drank the water. We ate the fish. Like, we did the whole thing. We ate. There's snacks at first, but we got through those quick.
All the while with our N95 masks on and our gloves, because
we
are not getting COVID.
No, God, no, we are not. And people think people don't want to fly. I mean, look around. I know we're not talking to the passengers right now, but you can see there's not too many. It's not a full bird here, Bristy.
No, it's not a full bird. It looks like, you know, when I went to see, what was that movie?
Ooh, you got to give me at least just one little taste of what you're talking about.
Nobody liked it.
That, unfortunately, does not narrow it down even at all. Snakes on a Plane. That's not.
No.
That's a true story, folks, by the way.
By the way, insider scoop.
Based on our life, haven't seen a penny from that movie. It's our friggin' life story. All right, go ahead.
Honestly, Kirby, it doesn't even matter what movie it was, but it looks like an empty movie theater in here is all my point was.
I need to Kirby my enthusiasm just for a second.
And I need to Bristy my enthusiasm.
Perfect.
Well.
That's funny. I still think you're so funny, Bristy.
No.
Yes. Oh my God. Are we in the air yet? Look out there. Did we even take off?
No, we're still sitting on the tarmac.
Oh, I never know. Sometimes I look out there, I'm like, whoa. I would just wish I could just jump out and float around there forever, you know?
Well, we are still sitting still. And if you didn't know that, Kirby, it makes me a little worried.
No, I'm okay. I just had a couple little, I know it's a morning, but I had a couple little sips just before we take off, just to ease my nerves. Because I got anxiety.
A couple of sips?
Huh?
What?
Of Grey Goose.
Couple of sips of Grey Goose.
Yeah, you know, the little ones.
Coffee?
Yeah, put it right in my coffee, of course. Black coffee with some Grey Goose. Ooh, boy, it was so good. It gets me right where I need to be before takeoff.
All right, well, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
All right, do whatever the hell you want. Sorry, Bristy.
All right, well, you know, I think we should be taking off here in a minute.
Yeah, should we?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you want to do some safety announcements first before we, as we're sort of getting ready for takeoff, let the people know what's going on?
Yeah, we should probably jump on the mics here.
All right.
We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to direct your attention to the television monitors. We will be showing our safety demonstration, and would like the next few minutes of your complete attention.
Safety demonstration. Now, we do request your full attention as flight attendants demonstrate the safety features of this aircraft.
Well, I just directed them towards the television.
Oh, Kirby, shoot.
We're going to have to do
it
live.
This is an old script. I'm pissed.
We're going to have to do it live.
Okay, let's do it live. Oh, we'll do it. We'll act it out right now. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Sorry.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Looks like
hey, y'all.
All six of you.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all. So this here is a seatbelt. Surprise.
Okay. It clicks. It fastens. It tightens. It's yours for safety. Okay? And you put it on, and you click it, and then you pull it as tight as you can, kick it up.
If you see that safety belt light on above your sweet little six little heads, you think, don't get up.
Oh, stay seated. Stay seated on the ground. I mean, on the chair, in the sky. But when we are in the sky, what she said. Now, there are several emergency exits on this aircraft. There are two in the front, two in the back, and two over each wing. Now, this is a new model, folks. It's a brand new model for our plane. We couldn't be more excited to be flying it today. Please take a few minutes now to locate your nearest exit. In some cases, your nearest exit may be behind you. Probably not in this one, because this has six exits. Eight exits? I can't even keep straight. If we need to evacuate... Yeah, go ahead, please.
Everybody gets their own.
That is what it is. That is perfect. So if you want to just look around and sort of nod to each other, like, oh, I'll take this one, like, dibs on that one, like, point, like, I want this one, so we're not rushing at the unlikely event of a horrible disaster.
And if you are here with a partner, if you're here in a pair and you want to go out the same door, you can, but just make sure to make that clear to your surrounding passengers or passenger.
Yes. Verbally, non-verbally, however you need to do it. Bristy, tell us about some oxygen. Is there some oxygen things we can talk about here?
Yeah, oxygen, and thank y'all for paying attention. I know it's a little crazy today, but, you know, things have been crazy lately. I feel crazy.
Are you kidding me? Jeez.
In the event of a decompression, an oxygen mask will automatically appear in front of you. To start the flow of oxygen, pull the mask towards you, place it firmly over your nose and mouth, secure the elastic band behind your head, and breathe normally. Although the bag does not inflate, oxygen is flowing through the mask. If you're traveling with a child or someone who requires assistance, carry your mask on first and assist the other person. Keep your mask on until uniform carrying your science for a moment.
I don't think we have any kids on this flight, but just in case, that's good to know. Just in case. I don't see any, but they could be hidden under the seat, for all I care.
I don't want to make any assumptions.
No. All right. Now, of course, folks, this is a regular flight, so a life vest is located in a pouch under your seat or between the armrests. I have never heard between the armrests before reading it out loud right now, but that sounds right to me. When instructed to do so, open the plastic pouch and remove the vest. Slip it over your head. Pass straps around. Pull it tight. Inflate. Pull firmly on the red cord. Only when leaving the aircraft. It sounds complicated, folks, and I've never really had to pay attention to all of it at once.
Are you reading that off your hand?
Yeah, well, I got it on my hand. Well, because I just took the test. Yeah, I just took the test, you know, so I kind of...
And you're drunk.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
I have proof, because you said it earlier, after we hit record.
Well, we didn't. Oh, God, shoot. I'm gonna submit a cut.
A what?
A complaint to our producers, because I don't want that out there. We gotta cut that part out.
Oh, a cut.
What'd you think I said?
Well, I heard you say cut, but I had no dear Lord.
Concept or context. Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, y'all. That's been us. We'll be in the back. We'll be back in the back. By the coffee.
By the coffee.
Since there aren't very many of them, do you think we should just invite the passengers to just get on up and come back here and grab their snacks whenever they feel like
it? Oh, that's a great idea. Sure. Okay. I'm going to hop back on the microphone. Here we go.
Hey, folks. It's us again. Long time no see. Just kidding. Since there are only half dozen of y'all, we are going to set up a little bar, snack bar, coffee bar back here in the plane so we don't have to go up and down the aisle too much. And y'all, just one at a time or two at a time, you come up, you tell us what you want, and we'll get it for you.
It's going to be set up buffet style. Give us a few minutes to set it up, though. What?
Well, I said it's like, you tell us if we get it for you. But if it's buffet style, it's even better. That sounds great to me.
I was kind of picturing it like buffet style, but we grab it. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Perfect. So you can only look. No touching, folks, okay?
Exactly.
All right.
All right, let's get it set up here. You want to take this right here, put it over there.
Oh, yep. Go ahead and grab me those chips.
Oh, got it. Crinkle. Okay, and here you go. And now, careful, that hot is coffee. That coffee is hot. Woo!
Wow, and you know what else is hot? Your vodka, okay?
My breath, okay? It is hot.
I don't want it to happen again, all right? And I know
it's never gonna happen again.
I am your senior, so I have a little power here.
I know you do. I know. I'm sorry. God.
Don't make me use my hand-to-hand combat skills.
Bristy, I will not fight you again in the air.
All right. Well, I won't fight you in the Suwannee River again. Either.
Well, I will not fight you in the air. I will not fight you anywhere, Bristy. Thank you very much.
I will not fight you in a box. I will not fight you with your cocks out.
Okay.
Again.
That was one time I said. Already it was once.
Is it the Grey Goose?
Why do you think I had to take the test again? What'd you say to me?
I didn't say nothing. I'm done.
All right, who do we got up first here? First passenger, what can we get you? Tell us something about yourself.
I'm a sky pirate.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm never.
All right, I'll take the pretzels.
No problem, here you go, sir. Oh my God, and you brought your own bird?
Yeah. That's right. That's Perky. Perky's my parrot.
I'm
it appears you're wearing like a mask on your mouth, which I adore. It's
appreciate.
Beautiful. And then you
appreciate.
Also kind of have a little mask up on your eyeball.
Oh yeah, I got an eye patch. I got an unidentifiable accent.
I heard that. I don't know.
It did
know.
Sound like you were from Australia, but you tell us where you're from, honey.
Well, you know, that's the thing about being a sky pirate is that you can kind of be from wherever you're wanting to be.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because, oi, mate, you're flying all over the world. You're stealing from the Cinnabons from every airport across the world.
What a perfect excuse to talk however you want. Go ahead, Bristy.
If you're a pirate, does that mean... Should I be fearful of you or anything? Am I afraid
Should we be
right
fearful,
now?
Pirate?
Tell him, Perky.
Never! Never!
That's right. Perky knows that we're already in the air. I've already done my pirate in business.
Today? Okay. Or in for the... Your quota's filled. Is met.
Today, a sky pirate only pirates in the airport.
Sure.
All
sure.
right, well, perfect. So you've earned
the sky
pretzels.
Is sacred.
Okay, no problem. Anything, any other phrases?
Phrases?
You're just sort of saying like majestic sort of phrases, and I just don't know if you had a few you wanted to keep saying them, or if you...
You know, life is like a sky full of clouds.
Wow.
Sometimes it's blue and sometimes it's not.
We know that more than anybody.
Yeah, I bet you do.
We really do.
Thank you.
Do you want?
Oh, thank you for
oh,
these.
Sorry. You do have to keep 6 feet. Sorry, back up there.
And back up there.
Oh,
Perky.
Sorry.
Perky can back up as well.
Thank you. Thank you for spitting on them.
Oh, Perky's nasty.
You,
that's nasty.
Do you
because
know
I can't spit on you, my bird does.
Can it be carried through birds?
Oh, is it an avian? COVID?
No, Perky's got the antibodies.
Yeah, all right, Perky, you get a free little. What a bird! What does your bird want for snack? Any snack for the bird?
Cookies.
We got a Biscoff.
We got Biscoff. Of course we do. Here you go. Any refreshment drink to wash it down? Either of you?
Soda.
Just regular soda water for Perky. That's his favorite.
Perfect.
How's club
Perfect.
Soda?
Oh, is club soda okay?
Yeah, I'm just gonna reach over and take it. Nope. I'm just gonna take one of these.
No, pirate.
No, sorry, we do have to hand it to you. Here you go.
Get back
here
up,
you,
bird.
Oh my God.
Oh
His
my
bird.
You get the right, bird. All right, okay.
All right.
You're done, sir. We got other people we gotta serve here. You can't.
Okay. All right.
The hell out of here.
Thank you, mate.
Oh, and I'm sorry for the listeners at home. We did not mention. We did take off. We are in the air now.
We're all the way up in the air, and takeoff took no time at all. It's shocking how this flight's going to be 6 hours, because we are straight up.
We're up, y'all.
Okay, that's your coffee. Were you going to say something?
No, never.
Who do we have next? Passenger, who's next here? Anyone want a little snack or something? You come up, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yeah, oh, well, thank you. Very polite. How can we help you? What can I get you?
I'm sorry. I had my hearing aids turned off earlier.
Don't? Okay.
Did we take off?
Yes, we took off and we are all the way up in the air, ma'am. All the way up.
Would you like a snack or a beverage?
Biscoff.
Oh, a Biscoff?
No, don't cough. Yeah, no. We should have a different kind. No. Okay, No. No, thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I thought you said cough, so I was following the rules.
That's very nice. That is very sweet.
We have Biscoff cookies. They're kind of like gingerbread cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. Could I have an extra for my grandson?
An extra? Oh, my God. You want an extra for your grandson? I mean...
I'd like an extra for my grandson.
Bristy, we can't just be doing this. We can't be given...
Extras?
Is your grandson on the flight? Or are you planning on giving it to him when you touch down?
When I touch down, I'm visiting family.
That's what I was gonna say. I don't even see anybody with her.
Okay, then yes. You know what? Yeah, you can have a Biscoff for the road, my dear.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody we did this, because this ain't even really allowed.
This is not allowed.
Okay. Could I have the pretzels too?
Oh my god, I mean, this is... I don't know what to say. I mean, of course I want to give it to you, but like...
I want to give it to you, but they are firing left and right around here at Midwest, and I can't really afford...
There's a fire here?
No, no, there's no fire. No, ma'am. There's no fire. Folks, there is not a fire.
There's a fire on this plane, everyone.
This old bag is out of her mind. She has no idea what the hell she's talking about. No fire, not at all, folks.
No.
And stay cool, please. It's all good.
All right. Enjoy your flight. Go ahead. Please go sit down.
Oh.
God. It's the people you least expect, you know? That really just get your...
She was violent. She looked at me. I mean, I couldn't see her mouth or her facial expression at all, but she looked to me to be very aggressive.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it. She looked, I mean, ugh, gave me the spooks.
Oh, y'all, I'm sorry. I just got a message from the pilot. We are about to experience some turbulence, so we will need to announce that and take a moment.
Okay. Okay, folks, everyone just hold tight. Hold tight. Here we go. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. We are now crossing a zone of turbulence.
Oh, spooky.
Ooh, please return to your seats and keep your
seatbelt fastened.
Thank you, Bristy, and thank you, folks.
We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Yeah, I need to take that.
I think it's
pronounced... I'm gonna have to take that one more time. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced back.
I think so too. Okay, here we go. Oh, all right. I love flying so much. It just gets to me. All right, here we go. Whew, it's not welcome black. It's welcome back. Okay.
You want to say it? You want to practice it?
Welcome back. Yeah, I got it. I feel like it's best if I just go for it right now. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, folks. Hope your flat is going well or whatever it is that you are doing. We're back.
If you're doing laundry, if you're doing groceries, if you're doing the litter box, we're back.
Oh my God, if you are doing the litter box, we are back.
Back.
Bristy, how's your flat going? How's everything with you? Everything okay? You have any turbulence of your own emotionally?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask, because I do feel a little unsafe.
Oh. Oh, wow. Tell me why.
I just feel like, you know, part of my life and security up here in the air with this job is in the hands of a drunk.
No! Oh, who are you talking about?
Well, I couldn't even begin to explain to you, Kirby. I don't think you would understand.
I don't think I would either. No, thank you. I will never. Mm-mm. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Other than that, everything's going well. My grandbabies are doing well. I guess I have grandbabies and...
What do you mean you guess? Of course you do. You have several.
I talk
new
about
ones.
It all the time.
I know. It's been constant. But they're all doing good.
They're doing well, and that their well-being is pretty much my only concern ever, so I'm doing well as well.
Sure. I love it. All right, now, do you want to do our segment? Our favorite little sneaky little segment?
Of course I do, but first, Kitten, you want to tell me how you're doing turbulence-wise emotionally?
Oh, my God. I am doing great. Okay, I feel good. I feel loose. I feel like I'm flying on cloud nine, baby. I am enjoying myself up here. Woo!
Interesting.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Folks, it's time. It's time. Shh. It's time.
It's time for...
It's time. Four.
Cock talk. We'll say it together one day. One day if both
one
of us
day.
Are on the same page, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean, because how could you interpret it any other way? This is the segment where we get ourselves into the cockpit and talk to the pilot and the co-pilot and just sort of see where they're at.
We like to look at all the buttons and the levers and look out the windows.
Oh, ooh, big window. Oh my God, they have... all sorts of stuff in there. They got music sometimes. They're playing jazz and shit. It's so cool and fun.
And we are not allowed in there, but we always
go
in there.
We always, they keep it unlocked because I think they know. I think they know that they want us to come in there, have a little chat, a little mid-flight.
I think they keep it unlocked for safety purposes, but to
no,
hell with that.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Let's go in. Should we go in? Okay.
All right, let's go. Come on, this way. Knock, knock. Anybody
hello?
Home? Oh my god!
Hello?
Oh my god!
Get out!
Oh my god!
Get out!
Are you, are you decent?
Wait!
Yeah, my god, get a room! Get a cockpit! Another one!
Wait,
y'all.
Are we doing good?
Huh?
So, okay, so we're flying the plane or what? How are we doing?
I don't know! Are we doing
are
good?
Are we doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing great. There's nothing going on in the back. Are you kidding me? It's going
there's
great.
There's six people back there. It's basically.
Yeah,
it
who
looks
cares?
Like,
listen,
it looks
listen.
Like, that
I think there's
movie.
Been a huge scheduling mistake.
Dude.
No. What? Y'all, what are you?
Dude,
okay.
Dude,
what?
Be chill.
I shouldn't tell them?
Just you're being anxious.
Well, now you have to.
Jeffrey, dude, I feel like we have to tell somebody about this.
Terrence, you're being anxious.
Look. We're both.
No, here, Eric, take a little Grey Goose. Take a little coffee, Grey Goose, calm
I'm
down.
I'm not old enough.
You're not?
No.
You're not. How old are you, son?
Look, I'm 19.
Okay,
no.
Well, it doesn't matter how old you are. I think you need to tell us what's going on here.
We're
anybody
interns.
Can fly. What the hell's going on? You're both interns?
Yeah
they scheduled two interns on the same day.
You mean that they scheduled y'all together to fly together?
Yeah.
Together?
We didn't know.
We didn't know
what the heck is going on.
I'm taking it as an opportunity to see how far we can shine. And you're taking it as an opportunity to see how freaking anxious you can get.
I'm sorry. I just don't know what all these buttons mean.
I'm with the little one. I'm with you.
See?
I think... It's fine, and y'all
the
need
much,
to learn.
The much smaller one. Sorry.
It's
this
no,
is,
I don't take any
cock
offense.
Talk, okay? This is our segment of our podcast as flight
oh,
attendants,
yeah.
where we sneak
Thank
into
you.
The cockpit and talk to the pilot and the co-pilot. So you're just getting a regular everyday day in the life.
Yeah, this is it. Why? I mean, look, you're flying. You got up in the sky quick. I don't know how y'all did that. How'd y'all do that?
We floored it!
We floored it, and we just shot to the sky. I played a lot of video games growing up, and so I thought maybe that would help the experience here, and apparently it does.
Oh my lord.
And I just just screamed and closed my eyes, and then when I opened them, we were in the sky.
See?
That's what that sound was. My gosh.
So let me ask you something. Was that turbulence back there, or was that trouble?
Oh
no!
Both, probably.
Probably both.
Probably both.
Well,
God,
earlier Terrence spilled his soda, and then I was trying to reach underneath his legs to grab it while he was steering the plane, but
no.
I think I accidentally pressed the gas pedal too hard, and then he went row, 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 and shook his whole body, and maybe that had something to do with the turbulence.
Yeah, I grabbed the lever after she reached up to me, and I went, whoa, 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 and then we were just, like, off and rolling. Like a roller coaster.
Go ahead. You go.
I think this is the best cock talk we could ever have because I'm learning so much. I didn't know there was a gas pedal in a plane.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know
that you. I didn't know you could schedule one intern to fly on a real legit flight, let alone two.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
They've been doing it a lot more because of the pandemic, because a bunch of pilots don't want to risk their lives and their families' lives, so they've been putting
that
us
That makes
at
a
risk.
Lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
I thought so. That's...
And I was just tired of being back home at my mom's house instead of being back at flight school. And so they sent me an email saying, do you want to fly planes for $12 an hour? I thought I was going to be with a real pilot.
But you know what that is? Because, like, they don't even pay the interns normally, so this is a really good deal for us.
It's a big raise.
Wow. Y'all have the energy and demeanor of, like, two cartoon mice teenagers.
Thank you.
I was thinking more like chipmunks.
Sure, absolutely. Even better.
I mean, like, we kind of sing songs, too, like the chipmunks.
Oh, you do? I mean, Bristy, I don't know about you. Do we have time? I mean, I would love to hear a little taste of one of your songs.
Of course, or my name isn't Bristy Holiday. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're whispering.
we're deciding
which
we have
song.
A lot of hits,
okay.
And we're deciding which one.
You're 18. You got a lot of... I guess that makes sense.
19. 19. Don't get it twisted.
It's within your community of
like SoundCloud.
Interest. Okay. Okay.
That's cool. That sounds
I'm
real
at,
cool.
I'm like really at cool. pilot underscore intern at SoundCloud.
We don't care.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought
we're
maybe
not,
there
yeah,
was
don't
like,
plug. Do not plug. This is not the where you
listen,
plug
listen, get
stuff,
at me. So. Smash the subscribe button.
Sit down, boy. Okay. Boy, you sit down.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
All right. All right. Can we do anything? Count you in or what? You'll just do it.
This one's called Little Green Aliens on the Left Wing.
Very on the nose. I wonder what it's about.
I'm talking about little green. Talking about little green. Talking about little green. Aliens on the left wing. On the left wing. That's like the hook of it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the hook. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the hook.
Bristy, I don't want to speak for you, but me and you were both just bopping and grooving to that little groove.
I was bopping and grooving and slapping and dabbing.
Yeah, we're having a
oh, we love to dab too because we're 19.
Yeah, dabbing is our
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely, that's awesome and makes so much sense. Still,
what'd you just do there?
Oh, but that was a dab.
Yeah,
it looks like you're sneezing. It's kind of like sneeze.
It's actually good. Ugh. Like dabbing's good for the COVID era, I think. Actually, it's like
for sneezing.
If
I'm being honest, I'd rather just do this. I don't want to do that. I'll hit. What if I hit something behind?
I mean, that's
it's
true.
The 6 feet of distance. You know, it's like a good.
I mean, there's all kinds of buttons in here, so we probably shouldn't be swinging our arms. Oh!
Yeah, careful. Oh, be careful! No!
Dude,
the lights are flashing. Start pressing stuff.
Okay. Boop, boop, beep.
Fix it.
Don't say the beeping noises while you're hitting the buttons. Just hit the buttons.
Fix it. That's how it.
No, makes. don't.
They teach us that at Blade School.
There's no way. There's no way. Are we? What's happened? What did you do?
Are we okay?
Now. We're okay now.
Sometimes I just like to kiss it up to God, you know? And
no.
What? More like kiss it out to God, because we're on the same level as him right now, you know?
No.
That also doesn't make sense. How your framework of reality and physics makes no sense. I'm shocked you even got the internship program to the flight.
Sometimes I like to kiss it down to God, because he might be in between where we are in the earth.
Ugh. No.
No. God, no. He's way up in the above, and you can't ever touch him ever. Never.
No, and you won't. Get to
and you
like that.
Won't.
Fine. Look, fine. I don't know where we are.
What do you?
I gotta pull out my
map.
We gotta
be between in general and Montgomery. I mean, what do you mean?
Please tell us we're between Raleigh and Montgomery.
Look, we just floored it and we haven't steered once.
Maybe we should turn around
so
now. Let's just turn around
so
now.
So you just took off and have been going in a straight line,
yeah.
Just no matter where. God damn it.
Wait, let me check the map. That should put us somewhere around.
Check the map.
Map!
Oh no, the bird took the map!
The parrot!
Bird just stole the map! Get him out!
Get that parrot out of here! Get that parrot out of here! Oh my God. Bristol, grab it! Someone grab it! Grab the parrot!
I'm scared of birds! No!
No! We'll be right back, y'all! We'll be right back! Oh my God.
Well,
I just.
That was unexpected.
What a flat.
Indeed.
Who? This is one for the books, Bristy.
I feel like every week we have, you know, boring normal flight after boring normal flight. And when we decide to record.
Boring normal flight, a boring normal flight.
When we record just plain fun, things go haywire.
they go a little cuckoo. But, like, is that serendipity or a curse? You know? Yeah.
I think we know the answer. It's
I mean, look, knock on plane. We haven't died yet, honey. So I guess it must be a blessing or whatever the other thing we said was.
I guess it must be a blessing. Is it a blessing or a curse? Pick one.
Yeah. But listeners, pick one and email.
And rate and review and subscribe and tell
us. Oh, God. Please. Come on. Tell us.
What are you doing later today?
Oh, my God. I mean, I had a ton of plans, but at this point, I don't know, to be honest, I don't know where we are or where we're going to be when we touch down.
Yeah, I do not think we are going to be, you know, going out to dinner in Montgomery tonight like we had planned at the Applebee's.
Okay, let's put it that way. Yeah, no Applebee's for us. No, sir. No, ma'am.
Wherever we end up, there may be an Applebee's, mm-hmm. and I would be down to get a margarita or seven with you.
Absolutely. Long Island, please. Now, Applebee's is open fully for business everywhere, right? They don't care about any of this.
I believe they're doing outdoor seating, you know, spread apart, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Sick. All right, cool. So we get two tables 6 feet apart. I'll drink a Long Island, you drink a margarita.
Well, no, Kirby, I think we can sit together. I do think...
I don't know. I look at the TV. I said, you got to do one thing. Now you got to do this. It's like, milk is good for you. Milk is bad for you. COVID, COVID, COVID. And I'm just like, well, I'd want to be extra careful.
Okay, I get it. Look, I get it. But all I'm saying is I'm not... I mean, I wear this mask for work, but I'm not going to wear the mask to Applebee's. How am I going to drink margarita?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about your COVID mask or the other mask the Hillary Clinton mask that you wear?
Well, if we're not landing in Montgomery, we're not going to that party, so I don't see how I would use the mask.
That's a good point. I guess we'll have to tell those folks that we're not going to their COVID costume party.
All right, I'll send an email. An email?
Okay, cool. Yeah, send him an email. Who cares?
I think I said A-mail, but that's all right. It doesn't matter.
A-mail, A-mail, A-mail. All right, let me tell these dirty people what's going on, all right? I'm going to hop back on.
All right, hop back on, and I guess, have we heard where we're landing? Where are we landing?
No, I don't know. Well, have you tried asking the pilot interns? I don't think so. I don't know where we're going, but I'm going to make everyone feel at ease, okay? I'm just going to wing it.
Get on there.
Here we go.
I've never done the sound before, and I don't know why it's starting out. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been cleared to land. Now, here's the thing, folks, and I'm going to be upfront and honest with you because we've been nothing but such up until now. We've had a series of miscommunications across the board, in the sky, up here with y'all, and we don't know exactly where we are landing. However, we will land absolutely somewhere, so please make sure one last time your seatbelt is securely fastened. The flight attendants, hello, yours truly, are currently passing, or will be, or maybe we won't, we probably won't. If y'all have any problems, just let us know. Just holler. Just holler, we'll throw your trash at the end. Other people do that. All right, thank y'all.
I think you really put everybody at ease.
Thank you. I think so, too. It felt like it. The crowd felt really good.
The crowd...
I was killing out there! I killed!
Everybody was laughing and clapping.
Oh, my God. That's my first time I really have killed it out there.
Have we been counting the bird as one of the six passengers?
I have. Have you not?
Now I can't remember, and I feel like everybody's been moving around. Everyone's sitting in all the seats. I can't keep track of nothing.
I know. I don't even know. Well, that parrot, I don't know where that parrot went. It got into the cockpit somehow. What'd you do with it? Where did it even go? I don't even know where. I can't even see it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe they rolled down the window and let it out.
Maybe they rolled down the window and let it out.
That pirate ain't gonna be too happy.
No. Do we wanna check in with the pirate really quick, just see how he's doing?
Yeah, I guess. Let's go talk to him.
Do you think... Okay, is that... Yeah? Alright, let's do it. Hey, ahoy there, sir?
Excuse me, sir. Hey.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, hi.
Oh.
Have you...
Hello there, don't you know?
Oh, good.
Right, the voice thing. I forgot all about that. That's so... Good. Mr. Pirate, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh.
Have you you haven't seen the bird since
Oh,
while,
I guess I shouldn't
right?
have jumped to that conclusion.
No, I've been looking for my bird.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've been looking for my bird.
You can't find your bird. Yeah.
Do you know where my bird is?
No, I don't. I don't think, you know, Sir Mr. Pirate, whose name we have not gotten, I am afraid to say that I think maybe the bird, Percy? No.
Perky?
What was his? Perky? What was his name?
Perky. Perky the bird.
Perky Bird. I think Perky Bird might have actually, something terrible might have happened to Perky Bird. Perky Bird.
This is Perky Bird, your captain speaking. We are about to land in tropical Bermuda.
Oi, mate.
Oh,
that's
my God,
me,
it's Perky Bird. It's the captain, Perky Bird.
Floor it, Perky. Floor it.
The bird's flying the plane.
I mean, I guess he does know something about flying.
That makes the most sense out of all of the things that have happened today, for real.
All right, well, y'all, let me hop on the mic here.
Get on the mic. Yeah, go out there, you kill.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's me.
Yeah, all right.
You're too kind. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to be landing soon, as you heard from Perky Bird, the captain. In the Bahamas. On behalf of Midwest Airlines and the entire crew, I'd like to thank you all for joining us on this trip. We're looking forward to seeing you on board again in the future. And if you need anything, any deplaning assistance, just let us know and we will personally deplane you.
Do some crowd work.
Oh, excuse me, sir, where are you from?
Me? Oh, I'm from Hollywood.
Hollywood,
oh my God,
man.
Bristy, don't blow this. Bristy, do not blow this. Ask him who he is. Do you recognize him?
Shh. Excuse me. Yes, Mr. Hollywood. I recognize you from your movies.
Yeah, that's right. My name's Lenny Hollywood. Oh. Producer of such big films as Parrot Flies a Plane and Snakes on a Plane.
You know, Snakes on a Plane was based on our life.
Oh my God.
Oh. You all are the people that we bought the life rights for next to nothing.
You dirty little.
It was you?
You stole our story.
Hey, look, before you all get mad at me, I just gotta say, I think y'all really killed today. And I've got a free slot at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles.
What about...
Are they still doing...
What
Go
about
ahead.
Bermuda?
Oh, yeah, we're there. Hey.
I'm not from Bermuda. Remember this? I was making a pit stop in Montgomery to see my family, and then going back to the old land of Hollywood where I run the Comedy Store, among other things.
I'm so sorry that we didn't get you to your family.
I'm so sorry about your family, sir, Mr. Hollywood, sir. I'm up here too now. Hi.
It's okay. I don't really like my family. But I think you all got that star quality.
Oh, and excuse me, ma'am. I'm gonna continue my crowd work and
go, keep showing
him our skills. Ma'am,
go.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Me?
Sure.
I'm from Montgomery.
Oh, womp womp, you know? Womp womp, no, bummer.
Very good.
More like Montgomery never go back there again.
You ever been to the Bermudas?
No, and I ain't gonna stay. I'm gonna sue you for all you're worth.
Well,
and I'm gonna sell
like
the rights to this
worth,
MF right here.
Yeah, everything we're worth he's got, so this is it. Yeah, we do this basically for free.
I'm outraged, and JetBlue is getting an email from me, that's for sure.
An email?
Yeah,
you send an email
to JetBlue. An email. Go ahead, send email JetBlue. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Good you day. Got damn birds flying planes. This is ridiculous.
Have you ever flown a plane?
I bet you don't even have miles. How many miles have you even got?
I got a billion miles, okay?
That's bull, ma'am.
Don't get into a fight with me. I am broad-chested.
I will fight you right now. I will fight you in this plane. We are trained.
I will fight you.
In hand-to-hand combat.
Roll cameras. Get your phones out. Roll the cameras. Get your phones out.
Oh, I'll get my camera out.
Get your camera of the overhead. Your huge camera. Red camera. Wow, here we go. I'm gonna beat the living hell out of you, ma'am. You come at me.
I'm coming. Here I come. I'm gonna strangle you with this mask.
She's going all the way back to the... Oh, ow, 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 God. She just ran up the aisle so
six
quick.
Feet.
Ow, ow, ow.
Six
ow,
feet.
Ow, ow. Ow, wow, she's beating me up from 6 feet away. How's she doing that? Ow, wow.
Ah, poke his eyes.
We gotta land this plane, Kirby.
Someone's gotta land this plane, y'all.
All right, y'all. This has been just plain fun. We gotta land this plane.
Here we go, y'all. Just plain fun. I'm Kirby Atwater. Ow.
And I'm Christy Holiday. Fasten your seatbelts.
Hey, thanks for listening. That was Just Plain Fun with Bristy Holiday and Kirby Atwater, with guests Anne-Marie Trabulsi and Ian Mather.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show, hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. Also, if you get a moment, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
What else are you doing? Oh, I had some saliva in my mouth.
What else are you doing?
And as always, follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
And if you've already followed us, unfollow us and follow us again.
Follow us again.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.